This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I love this time when I can bring you the Word of God. And I love the fact that following swiftly on from being like Jesus, we now come to a series titled Knowing Jesus, and we're at part two today. If you've got your Bible, turn with me to John's Gospel, the 20th chapter. And we're going to be reading from verse 19, and it says this. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again he said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Such powerful words. Such powerful words. Can you imagine being in the presence of Jesus himself? And can you imagine he says to you these words, "Peace be to you"? He's not saying these words lightly. He's not saying them because it's a nice thing to say. He's not saying them like you might say, "Hi there, how you doing?" He's saying it because he means it. Does that mean then that he's looking into the hearts of the disciples and he can see the way they are? He can see that they're scared. He can see they're frightened because they are, as the Bible says, as John's Gospel says, they are behind locked doors. They are meeting behind these locked doors because of their fear of the Jewish leaders. They're thinking to themselves, now they've got rid of Jesus, they're going to be after us for sure. So they're scared. They're filled with fear. And just by Jesus saying, "Peace be with you," the fear began to abate. And then, as if to prove that it was actually him, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. And as soon as they saw that, they were filled with joy. And they were filled with joy simply because they saw the Lord. And again, Jesus says, "Peace be with you." But he says something new right after. He says, "As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you." Beloved, this is really knowing Jesus. This is really knowing the voice of the Master. This is really knowing the voice of the Shepherd when you're going through difficulty, when you're going through fear and you haven't got a clue what is going on. What can you do? What is there for you to do but turn to Jesus? That's the only thing you can do. And as he fills you full of his peace, as he fills you full of his joy, as he fills you full of his love, what happens? The fear, beloved, has to go, because the fear is never there because of Jesus. The fear in your life is only there because of the evil one. He knows what buttons to press. He knows what you're scared of. He knows what you fear. He knows what you're frightened of. He knows the situations that he can put you in so that you are scared and you feel lonely and you feel lost and you don't know where to turn. Because he blinds your eyes. But then all of a sudden, Jesus is standing there in front of you. He's standing before you, beloved. And as I am bringing you this message, Jesus is standing in front of you. He's looking upon you. And with such love pouring from his eyes, he says to you, peace be with you. Peace be with you. And I believe he also says to you, as he said to his disciples, as the Father sent me, so I am sending you. You've been feeling lethargic, you've been feeling downcast, you've been feeling lonely and frightened because of the future. You don't know what the future holds. Perhaps you're in your sickbed. Perhaps you're lying there thinking, there is no future for me. For I believe the Lord is calling me home. What do you believe now? Do you believe the Lord is saying to you, get out of your lethargy. Get yourself out of that bed, for you are no longer sick. I believe the Lord is saying, I'm bringing you my peace for a reason. So he says to you and reiterates to you, peace be with you. And then he says, as the Father is sending me, I am sending you. This is beautiful. This is so glorious. For something then occurs that is truly amazing. The Ruach comes, the breath of God comes. The Bible says, then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Then he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Stand by. For through the Holy Spirit I do the same. In the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is pouring into your life. Pouring. Flooding in. I believe the Holy Spirit is pouring into your life like a tsunami. Do you perceive it? Do you feel it? You know, today I just knew that I had to bring a message on forgiveness. And not only one message, but two messages today on forgiveness. And right here in this scripture comes the third message. The third message actually will come during the third hour, but this is the third message. For Jesus carries on with his disciples and he says, if you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. You know, Jesus talks about forgiveness also in Matthew when he's teaching us the Lord's Prayer in verse 14 of the sixth chapter. He says the same thing. It is so important. It is so vital that he brings a message of forgiveness, and as he fills you full of his Holy Spirit, he says to you, now, beloved, is the time to forgive, because it is so simple. It's not done with your emotion. It's done with your will. It's done with your decision-making process. He fills you now full of his love and full of his peace, for he has said to you, peace be with you. Don't let that peace shake away. Don't let it fall away. Just know that the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ is with you and will remain with you and continue to be with you. Why? Because that's what he wants. And in this way, as the Holy Spirit permeates every part of your body and your mind and your heart, you then know who Jesus is. You see, when the evil one comes, sometimes he comes veiled in white like an angel. And you sometimes say, I can't tell the difference between this white veiling and my Lord Jesus. Well, when you know him, you know him. The sheep in the fields, they know the voice of their master. Why? Because that shepherd loves them so much. So much so that they know the shepherd's voice. And you know your shepherd's voice now. You know the voice of the Lord as he says, peace be with you. As he says, the Father called me. I did his will. Now I'm calling you to do his will. And he says to you, peace be with you. Peace be upon you. And receive the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, wind of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the peace today is amazing. Utterly amazing. And Father, we give you the glory and the praise that is due your holy name. Thank you for your word today, Lord. And Father, we receive your peace and we receive your Holy Spirit in abundance. And we say, thank you, Jesus, for the fear is gone, Lord. For your word says, perfect love drives out fear, casts out fear. And if you're sensing fear right now, I command that fear to leave in the name of Jesus. It has no right to be there any longer because the love of God is flooding into your heart. Fear, be gone now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you the honor and the glory that is due your holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Peace be with you.